You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
Now, the Association for Savings and Investments South Africa, ASISA, reported in a media release today that life insurers have paid out almost 600 billion rand in claims and benefits in the 2023 year. I'm joined on the line by Gareth Friedlander, who is the Life and Risk Board Committee at ASISA, to just take a look at what this means and what these numbers all mean for us. Good evening, Gareth. Thanks so much for taking the time. Almost 600, well, we call it 600 billion rand. I mean, it's a billion rand short. We can round up at this point. That's quite an impressive payout. The last time we saw anything near the 600 billion rand mark was the 2021 claims and benefits paid.
Hi, Jimmy. Yes, that's right. This is a big number. It's the second biggest on record since we've been keeping record, and obviously only eclipsed by 2021, which was kind of driven by those unprecedented COVID claims during the peak of COVID. So a really big number paid out by South African insurers and helping, you know, South African consumers in times of need.
Gareth, do we know sort of the main areas or the main reasons for the claims this time around? Are we seeing a pattern emerging from what some of the life insurers are reporting was claimed through them?
Yeah, it's a broad range, Jimmy. It really kind of spans from, you know, pure life cover, funeral type of policy claims, and then things like severe illness, or critical illness, or income protection when you can't earn an income and, you know, life insurers pay you an income. Disability if you become disabled. Life-changing events like retirement. So it's a pretty broad range of life-changing events and milestones that are included in here.
I suppose the data does also suggest that, or it paints a picture of the state of the South African consumer, the South African saver to a certain extent. If we look at the increase perhaps in the number of retrenchment benefits that are being tapped into, we know that for some people retirement might be a choice that they would have wanted to put off for a bit, but now due to other circumstances around them they have to take early retirement and all of that. Are we seeing that the data or the information suggests that we've got a shrinking contribution base? I mean assets held by these companies have certainly increased from 2019, where they were at 3 trillion rand. They're now at 4.1 trillion. So that's very telling that the life insurance and the insurance space is definitely still on the up. But are we seeing that consumers themselves might be moving away from certain products or saving a bit less if they have to?
Yeah, so Jimmy, we're actually not seeing that, which, you know, given the tough environment that we're operating in, is encouraging. We've seen that the number of risk and savings policies has actually grown slightly from 43.2 million at the end of 2022 to 43.8 million at the end of 2023. So that is encouraging, but, you know, it's really important that consumers do hold on to those policies, continue to save, and, you know, make sure that they are making the right financial decisions. We do know that the insurance gap is a high one. Then you mentioned, you know, some important numbers in terms of the strength of insurance companies and of the ability of the industry to pay. So the industry for the first time is now managing over 4 trillion in assets. That's grown strongly from by about 10.2% over 2022, driven largely by good market performance. Obviously, liabilities have grown as well to 3.7 trillion, leaving excess assets of 366 billion. What's important is that this is just about double the solvency capital requirement set by the Prudential Authority. So the insurers are very well capitalized and have been extremely resilient in the face of unprecedented claims during 2021 and 2022, where the solvency capital only dipped slightly, but still well above statutory requirements. So it really does show, there's a lot of numbers I've thrown out there, but it really does show the resilience of the industry and, you know, the confidence that consumers can have in South African insurers' ability to pay when times, you know, are tough.
Gareth, when we look at the insurers and their ability to pay, how has this been impacted or affected by the economic conditions within South Africa? Obviously, elevated interest rates means your insurer has to make different investment decisions so that they can pay out when you need to claim. Are we seeing that insurers are complaining about some of the conditions, or are they just hoping that the consumer has a bit of reprieve so that on their side it translates there as well?
Look, it's been incredibly well managed. Obviously, interest rates impact reserves and expected liabilities that insurers have. But you can see from the numbers, as you know, the kind of excess assets reach record level, double the amount necessary, that the industry has managed their money incredibly well. And have managed, you know, their ability to pay in a very responsible and prudent way. And we're now back at kind of pre-COVID levels in terms of excess assets and that solvency capital requirement. So that's really encouraging, having been through kind of this unprecedented pandemic, to pretty quickly be back on track.
It's nice to be at pre-pandemic levels. Hopefully other sectors can recover as well. We'll leave it at that, Gareth. That's Gareth Friedlander, who is a member of the Life and Risk Board Committee at ASISA, joining me to reflect on the life insurers in South Africa having paid out almost 600 billion rand in claims and benefits in 2023.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.